Welcome.
What are we, a new age show now?
Welcome to the afterlife. This morning everything was fine, but now it's all better in the afterlife. This is called The Afterlife by Shine.
What you been smoking, man?
Oh, a lot. A lot.
Is it Friday?
We like to experience all different kinds of music here. No, it's not Friday.
What is it?
I don't even know. Is it Friday?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday.
Welcome to Friday. The afterlife.
No. What do we think we're going to do?
I have no idea. We hadn't talked about it. What are we doing?
We can't do the suffering show on a Friday. We're going to have to do...
Sorry.
You can't be reading that while we're on the show. Close it and put it away.
I can't close it because I had to find my place. It's funny and I have to read it to you.
No, put it away.
I won't look anymore, I promise.
Put it away.
I won't look anymore,
we'll just,
I promise.
Please set it right over there.
I won't look anymore. I said I wouldn't look. I'm not looking.
Okay. She's reading through a bunch of old emails.
Not old emails. It's not just old emails. It's poetry from Brad and funny stuff.
Oh, brother.
But he'll be embarrassed if I read it.
No, you can't read it.
But I should because...
They're personal. They were never meant to be read.
No, some of these are just flat out embarrassing. I mean, they're just dirty.
Hey. You can't. Now, oh, brother.
I can't take that back.
That's why I told you to put it aside. All right. Well, so there's nowhere to go from there.
Did I throw you off?
We have Chipmunk on today's show.
We have Chipmunk on the show.
Yeah,
it's
Chipmunk
Friday.
On the show and stuff like that to do. So we'll have a good Friday.
Okay, good.
Besides your comments. Everybody's working for the weekend. $850 billion. Everybody's working for the weekend. Time to take your money and redistribute it to the poor. Hey,
what did you say?
What?
Honey, your $800 billion
yeah,
check bounce.
$1 billion check bounce. Oh well, there's plenty more checks for that game, bro.
Yeah, we're just making it.
Sure,
we're just making money. We don't have to back it up with anything anymore. We're just printing it.
All right, you got your faith builder ready. You ready to go on the show?
No. Okay.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and welcome to the show. I gotta figure out why I'm clipping so bad. Okay, welcome to the show. And on today's show, we're gonna have Chipmunk and Faith Builders and...
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
What we did yesterday. Well, what did we do yesterday?
This weekend I'm supposed to record a show. I've been invited to
yeah, why
to
haven't I been invited,
I'm
by
sure
the
you're,
way?
You're invited.
You didn't say
if I'm
I was invited.
You're invited.
It's an all boys. It's a boys club.
No
girls allowed.
You need to be there so you need to be there so that everybody minds their manners.
Whatever.
I've been invited to a show with the Jesus Geeks from thejesusgeeks.com, Scott Roach from archangel.com, archangelnovel.com, excuse me, and Jesus Geek, the original Jesus Geek, John Wilkerson from jesusgeek.info. They have invited me to lambast them in a somewhat round, well, it's supposed to be somewhat a round table. It's going to be a little oval. Or a little askew. What do you call that when it's not quite round? It's
like oval.
No. No, it's like obtuse. Or, you know, anyway, it's going to be a slanted table. And
a kidney.
They don't know what they're really asking for when
no,
they ask
really
me to participate
don't.
In this show.
But they anyway, don't want me to come. That's why they
we'll
didn't ask
it,
me.
We'll see if it comes to fruition.
It's just rude.
It's
just rude.
To, it's
the show
recorded.
Isn't just about you. I'm here, too.
Of course
it's
you
rude.
Are.
Rude.
You're the best
Sick
part of the show.
Ditched.
You're
being
the best
ditched.
Part of the show.
I'm being ditched.
You're not being ditched. I'm pulling
you're
you
not
with,
a boy, no. So you're not invited.
You're coming on the show with me.
I'm not coming.
Kicking and screaming.
I'm not coming.
Yeah, you are.
Nope. Podcasting yep. by force.
That's right. The Involuntary Podcast. Ooh, let's change our name to The Involuntary Podcast.
We're going to call it The Podcast by Force.
No, The Involuntary Podcast.
Podcasting by Force. I don't like The Involuntary Podcast. Podcasting by Force.
Sounds like a bodily function to me.
It does. It's just not right. Podcasting by Force.
No, I put this out out on the forum to see if people thought we should change our name from The Two Blind Squirrels.
Yeah.
And everybody was a resounding nah.
I told you they would. Don't change the name.
I just wanted to see what they'd say.
And I don't think that Jen and Dave should change their name either.
Well, they already have.
Well, they can't.
Because,
I said no.
Well, the Jaded Vasilian really doesn't fit them because...
they're not jaded.
It's two people. And
yeah.
She's not jaded. Just
okay.
him.
Okay, only
so,
him.
He's keeping...
Well, so he's a Vasilian.
Well, he's keeping the Jaded Vasilian. This is going to go back to what it originally was, which is basically him ranting about stuff, I think.
Oh.
Talking about zombies and that kind of thing.
What?
Yeah, he's into zombies.
What?
What?
Zombies?
Yeah. Zombies.
What? Why?
Well, it's a very Christian-y thing.
Zombies?
Yeah.
Our Christian thing.
We're,
How,
sure.
How's
we're
that?
Because we've all risen from the dead.
Oh. That's lame.
And if we and we can infect each other. But it's not through biting. That's really not the,
bite.
Well, that's really not the way to spread the gospel.
No, not so good. Love. Not bite.
Love
bites.
Love bleeds. I'm sorry for all of you out there. That was a Nazareth reference. Nazareth as in the band. So, yeah. Anyway, all right. So, on today's show, since it is Friday, we will treat you to a little known thing we call the chipmunk. That's right.
Hey, it's Gross. It's Chipmunk. It's afternoon. I'm calling you guys.
He's calling us during the day?
Wow.
10 o'clock, man. Yeah, squirrels. Yeah, mammals. Yeah, mammals. reason why I was...
Keep going.
Calling up because I felt compelled to pause the podcast to call and comment about what I just heard.
Wow.
It's about the Fathers Against American... girl dolls.
Yes.
If they had Brothers Against American girl dolls, I would sign up for that, but if they don't, it's just a father issue. I'm not a father yet, but anyways. The guy from the forum, I know his name.
Yeah.
Called in talking about, the wife telling him to take the trash down to dinner. To him, that means before he goes to bed, and he basically, Brad, you said that it's because of your brain damage that we're like that. Maybe it's because of your brain damage, not me. It's because your brain damage doesn't mean you got to give the excuse that we're all brains damaged. I'm just special. I just have so many gifts.
You're
they just
special.
All come out at once, so I don't organize them. But I have zero brain damage. I wasn't dropped. I was not pegged. I was beat. Yes, I didn't get beaten. So if anything, I've got a brain abuse. that's different than brainwashing. When someone hits you in your head and causes you to lose brain cells. I think I'd rather have that because that means you're a survivor.
I know what this is. This is one of those three free thought writing exercises.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Anyone can just say, I'm retarded and get away with it. Now hold up a minute here. I did not just call you retarded.
What is he? Is
he
like
turn
doing
into
it, like
an old black lady all of a sudden? What happened there?
Oh, man.
That's okay. You can call me retarded. We took that word back.
Yeah. We took it back.
We took that back from the not, it's not PC to say anymore because things are retarded. Things are retarded. And that's not a reflection of people.
No.
That means they have been deformed. Retarded. Just, you know, changed.
Distorted.
Yeah. Look up the word retarded. We're taking it back. Things are retarded. We're also
not people, things.
Yeah, Faith wants to take the word crap back.
Yeah, I'm taking it back. Sorry.
You're going to have to.
Sorry, Stavine.
You're going to have to fight Stavine.
I'm taking it back.
I think he's got some kind of trademark issue with
trademark.
But
what do I have to pay him a nickel every time I say it?
I don't know. We've proven we can go without saying it.
Yeah.
But there's just certain times that's the word that needs to be used.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a lady at Bible study who was very adamant about not giving that word up.
So let's just to keep track of everything, we have taken the word retarded back, the word gay back, the word crap back, and wasn't there another one we took back?
Yeah, there was something else.
I don't remember what it was now. I'll have to go back and check my own notes.
Hmm.
But we'll have to keep a list of the words we've taken back.
You don't keep those notes.
What do you mean I don't keep those notes? I have a whole filing system full of notes. I've got notes. You don't think I have notes, but I have notes.
You know what? I know you don't have notes because the cards that I've given you are in my keepsake box.
That's not your keepsake box. That's our keepsake box. They can't see you doing that. You don't know. I have notes.
Oh, wait. That was backwards.
You're pretty retarded. Oh, talking about Buford. When I first heard Buford, I was like, okay, where did Brad just go? Like, seriously, I did not get the connection. I don't want to get.
What's he talking about now?
I don't know. He thinks something about Buford.
The only reason that I don't talk when Buford's in the room is because we only have two microphones. So he comes in and he takes my microphone. So I do laugh and I say things, but you can't really hear me.
Yeah.
I have to move over and get back in front of the microphone. So that's the issue.
Yeah.
Give away the position, but I did not get the connection. I really thought you walked out the room and brought some hillbilly inside.
But we do the
studio.
Yeah, he's my cousin. What?
My studio. It's an office. An office with four walls, duct tape on the laptop.
It's a studio. It's a studio slash office. Actually, it's a dining room that I've made into a studio slash office. Much to my wife's chagrin.
I am this dog and Brad today. Tonight. Okay, yes, I'll stop.
Stop dogging me, man. Why are you dogging me? Don't dog me.
Okay, can we just...
Well, let me finish up. I mean, since I'm on a roll, let me just finish up.
I love that he cracks himself up.
You can't stop a moving rock immediately. It's got to slow down.
Is that a saying? What country? What planet?
I don't even know what he said.
You can't stop a moving rock. It has to slow down.
I just cut my tooth. I cut my tongue on one of my teeth. No, not one of the teeth inside my mouth. I get my wisdom teeth removed.
What? What are you holding teeth up to your tongue?
I'm like, I was thinking it could fit in my mouth. And I just cut my tongue.
You cut your tongue on a tooth that was not in your mouth. Who does that?
That sentence never been said.
I don't think
before.
That's ever been done. I think you.
No, it's a first.
I'm the only person on the planet to have eaten a burrito by accident, and you are the only person on the planet to have cut your tongue on a tooth that was not in your mouth.
Oh.
So if the phone just drops, it's because I passed out due to lack of blood.
So. You need us to send over a goat?
All right. You know, you say. Send someone to Columbia, South Carolina, and they'll eventually find me, hopefully. Probably tomorrow when the smell of the dead body comes and messes up the neighborhood, they'll probably find me then. But just so you guys know, even though technically this would be like a week and a half later if I was to die, that'd be a horrible way, you know. What happened to Alvin? Oh, yeah, he cut his tongue and died. How'd you know? Oh, he told us. Oh, so you were a suspect. Oh, so then Brad and Faith go to jail for quest for a legend. Conspiracy to allow Alvin to cut his tongue. I don't know how, but I'm sure if you got a lawyer, they could somehow say that you guys allowed this to happen. And you knew
rabid,
about it,
rabid squirrels.
We've done some investigation, and we've determined that the suspect actually died from a nick on his tongue from a squirrel tooth. Now, that has led us all the way to the two blonde squirrels in Texas. What on earth?
You do. Even though I'm going to be dead tomorrow, you know about it.
By the way, Alvin is alive and well because he's still calling me.
Yes.
Okay, so just so everybody knows.
Now, you could have called Columbia and let him know to say I haven't died, but you're probably just going to be quiet. Watch. You guys aren't going to call up Columbia and let him know that I died. You're just going to be like, okay, and just delete it, and it's going to go on. So now it's going to be a... Well, you didn't technically think about it before I died, but you knew about it afterwards, so now you're accessory. So if you want to see... If you want to see a little girl, you're going to call the police after you hear this in my area and tell them I'm dead. But no, I was calling.
And so this is just drive through and look for a little girl crying.
The second reason why.
The first little girl crying I see on the street, I'm going to pull over.
Yeah.
Hey, your daddy's dead. Or what? It's not his daddy. Not dead.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
I was calling because you guys didn't really talk about the dolls on the first one or the second one about FAAGDS or whatever. You guys, I don't think anyone talked about the dolls. I know I did a call in about the dolls, which you guys probably already heard, but
the dolls.
You didn't talk about no dolls.
American
I don't miss
dolls.
That. Like, false advertisement.
I
like,
did
a part of me is missing now, and I can never get that part again. And what hurts the most was being so close and having so much to give. What I mean. From Facebook.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway, back on subject.
Okay.
If you guys don't know, Skype is now doing year promotions. Crap, like dollars.
Yeah.
You can get like a phone number online for $2.79.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we already have a real phone number.
Call it number and it'll ring, whatever, but
Yeah. I already have a real... Oh, that was it. That was it.
He hung up.
He got cut off.
What happened? Hey, this is good. Have you ever had amnesia and deja vu at the same time and then suddenly realize you've forgotten this before? That reminds me of him.
Okay, put it down.
I'm sorry, it reminds me of him.
You told me that you weren't going to read it anymore.
I did read it, and that reminds me of... It reminds me...
Put it over there.
...of Alvin.
I know.
The chipmunk.
It is funny, and it reminds me of Alvin. Now put it over there.
I'm going to eat my Fae Builder.
Read your face filter.
Not put it over there. I don't like any of these. Who picked these?
Well, then pick your own.
Well, you didn't. Well, you should give me an assignment.
You
I didn't know I was supposed to pick them.
To pick your own.
I don't think they're doing any good. And they're all the King James version.
You're very cranky tonight.
That was like a...
And we're just waiting. This is all of us waiting.
It's what do you call that when the sentence isn't complete?
An incomplete sentence?
No, there's something else.
Fragment.
Thank you. Fragment.
Thank you so much, guys, for playing the top five Friends episodes for me.
You're welcome.
I was very touched that you did that. And
you're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate that.
Now what? She's going to give us another request.
Yep.
I bet you.
I'm not calling to really give you my favorite episodes because I really had favorite lines that came from the shows. And because they're all pretty inappropriate, I'm not going to share what they are. But, unfortunately, that's how my mind works, I guess. But I just, some of the episodes.
Sorry about that. We were being harassed by somebody trying to get a hold of somebody that's not us. And they keep calling our phone. It's irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Episodes, they just had lines in them that were very funny.
Like what?
How you doing?
They really weren't meant for family shows, so I'm...
No, it was a friend show. It wasn't called Family. Family Matters was a different show.
I'm not going to say anymore, but I really was just calling to say thank you very much for doing that for me, and I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
And I love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, you do. Bye-bye.
She didn't ask for anything.
She didn't.
She's a giving friend.
She is. And she didn't ask for anything.
Nope.
There you go.
What next?
I don't
what
know. This one doesn't have a who is it?
Whoa. Hello, squirrels.
It's Alvin.
Hang on, let me turn off my radio.
What was that?
It's this chipmunk. Today's Friday! Yeah!
It's funny. Probably.
This is really long, so I'm going to pause it and wait.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Are you going to give us a faith builder or not?
I don't like any of these.
Give us a faith builder, please.
I need a Bible.
Give us a faith builder, please. Need to do all that before the show.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. Acts 16:25.
The theme this week was praise. If you didn't catch on, nobody wrote in with the,
it's too short
with the secret
thing. I'm doing the faith builders.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Doing them.
Ruth Ann,
I'm doing them.
Ruth Ann sent me a email saying that she would start doing them.
Really? She's going to do them again?
Yeah. But,
because I said I missed
them? But
she
doesn't want to do like one every day. She's just going to do them when the Lord leads her to do them. So you're still going to have to do faith builders on the day we don't have Ruth yet.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Good. Good, good, good.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
And with that, we bid you adieu. Until next week. Did you have more? Did you have something else?
No.
Did you have something?
No, I'm good.
That you wanted to share?
Nope. You
do,
don't want
or...
me to share anything? Sharing?
Well, no. You can share what you have to share.
I got nothing. Nope.
Oh. I wasn't trying to cut you off.
Not sharing.
What?
It's good.
What?
Nothing.
All right, then. Tonight we're going to a hayride. Although it's not really a hayride. It's a haunted hayride.
I don't do haunted.
I know. So... But we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So
for Helen.
For
to
Helen.
To cover her eyes. She doesn't get scared and have nightmares.
It's for, yeah, it's a bunch of people from her school and.
It's a girl.
Surely,
her dad's.
Yeah, surely
farm.
It won't be like too
it'll
bad.
It'll be kid friendly.
Yeah.
They're going to carve pumpkins and have candy and.
Okay.
It'll be fun, hopefully.
You said there was only like six people invited or six kids invited?
I don't know.
No, something like that.
Dorothy.
Hey there. Well, hey there, Skeeter Pie.
Skeeter Pie?
Sweetie Pie. I'm sorry, I just left Skeeter. She was in there petting a goat.
What were you... Don't take goats in her room.
Well, she
She's
likes
supposed
it.
To be sleeping.
Well, she's really attached to Mildred.
You
she
know what?
She likes Mildred. Mildred's cute.
You keep bringing these goats in the house, I can't get rid of the fleas.
Well, they're goat fleas. They're not regular fleas. They won't hurt like regular fleas.
Yeah, fleas. Have you seen that SpongeBob episode where they got the fleas? That's hysterical, by the way.
That is hilarious, and it's true.
And it is very true, because it's awful.
Wait, listen, I came in here because I thought about
you. You didn't see that?
No, I don't get SpongeBob. I got rabbit ears on top of my TV, and I don't that channel don't come in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I don't get him. And I don't understand him either. When I've been over here and seen him, you know, on y'all's tube, I don't understand it.
Okay. It's too deep
it's
for
funny.
You. It's
what?
Very funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
You have to be smarter, I think, to enjoy SpongeBob.
You saying I ain't smart?
I didn't say that. I said you have
to
be smarter.
I got a lot of learning.
I never said that you weren't smart. I said you have
I
to be smarter.
I went to school and got me a bunch of book learning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
With all your ciphering.
I can cipher with the best of them.
Uh-huh. What did you come in here for?
I thought about you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because, you know, y'all going to this haunted hayride and they got Halloween coming up and all.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about you because I was delivering some chick tracks, you know?
Yeah, at the bar.
Bars, mm-hmm. And these two vampires walked in.
Yeah. Well, you were in the bar giving them chick tracks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I was talking to the bartender about
which
the
ones were
game.
You given? The one called the Big Sissy.
No, no,
remember
Bad
that
Bob.
One?
Bad Bob.
Bad
I love
Bob.
Bad Bob. Yeah,
yeah.
Bad Bob is the best.
I like
he's
the Big
good
Sissy.
At the bar. What was I talking about? Two vampires walk into this bar.
Uh-huh.
And they go up to the bartender, and one of them orders a glass of blood. And the other one orders a glass of
can
plasma.
Can you get blood? Okay.
And the bartender, without batting an eye, said, okay, one blood light. I thought that was pretty funny and pretty amazing. There.
That is funny.
I thought you'd think so. Oh, boy.
Hey, Buford.
Yeah?
What's red and smells like blue paint?
I don't know.
Red paint.
That's funny.
I don't get it. Well, listen, I got to go take care of Mildred. She's in there with Skeeter Pie, and she needs to be getting to bed. All right, I'll see y'all later.
Seriously? handle the goats. Get them out of my house.
Why? They're cute.
Helen doesn't need to be attached to goats.
Helen loves the goats. He cleans up after them.
He does not. He does not.
I can't help that.
Yes, you can. He's your relative.
Oh, man.
Nasty.
Hey, is Beaver going to come with us this summer to the Squirrel Con
up
there?
No. I'm not putting him in my car for 16 hours.
He's not going to come with
no,
us?
No, he's not allowed. You hear that?
He can ride
in
the trailer.
You hear it? Hear it? No.
He can ride in the trailer.
He's not allowed. It'll be like National Lampoon's Vacation. She'll be,
tied to the roof rack.
The roof rack. Dead.
Little Mildred tied to the bumper.
Running behind. Didn't we say goodbye like 10 minutes ago?
Then Buford came in.
Yeah. He makes me tired. It must be time to go.
It is. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Hope you have a great weekend. We will see you again on Monday.
Vayas con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.